The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up, King?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad
no
to hear
problems.
It. I'm sticking with the backwards hat today.
I think it looks good on you, man. I would go with that style.
This is it?
I'm being honest. Yeah. All winter, you should just get more hats.
Well, what's wrong with this hat?
Nothing, but I mean, you don't want to change it up every once in a while.
Well, it's hard to get a hat that looks right. And I've never tried to get a hat that looks
that's
right
just
backwards.
A perfect one right there.
So this might just be my backwards hat.
I think once you get used to wearing the backwards hat, then you'll be able to be like, oh, I can get different ones.
I wore hats backwards when I was a teenager, probably a little bit, but it's tough. I stand out.
Yeah.
Just trying to be cool.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Not great.
It looks good.
Thanks. How's life?
Good.
No complaints?
None whatsoever.
Day two?
Of what?
Trump part two. I saw people doing day one, day two.
Your best friend yelled at me on Facebook.
Who's my best friend?
You know that girl.
You'll have to tell me later.
She worked here at one point.
Okay.
She worked here at one
friend,
point.
Best friend. Yeah. Girl. He hates women.
That worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Worked down here.
Okay. Well, he's going to write it down. What'd she yell at you for?
Well, she, you know.
Because I got a message actually last night from.
Oh, I know who it is.
I got a message last night.
The person
night.
You dog sit
oh,
for?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a message last night from someone who said that we really cheered them up yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, she yelled at me because she put something on Facebook that said, today's a good day for men to shut the F up.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was real like, men suck, you did this to us, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then I just posted under it, 6 in 10 white women voted for Trump. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
right.
You're trying to divide the party.
Yeah.
And we got to, like, do a bit. I mean, look, people know where I stand politically. Doesn't matter. Like, we can be friends. But, like, if you're a Democrat, if you are, then you got to be looking like, hey, 6 in 10 white women voted for Trump. The majority of white men still grasping for power. He made significant increases in young black men mm-hmm. and Latino men.
Yeah.
Like, let's not divide ourselves any further.
Right.
We're getting our ass kicked. Whatever we're doing isn't working. The message isn't working.
Well, that's
kudos
clear.
Kudos to Republicans and Trump. Like, kudos. Whatever the message was, what worked.
Probably paying attention to the working class.
Right.
I think that's
pretty
populist, important.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, I get it, but I don't think what we should be doing is like, hey, why don't you shut up? Why don't you shut up? Like, boy.
It's interesting that happened because I said something to Brooke just night
but
before
then
last.
She said something else, and I just said, you know what? You know, you can say men need to shut up, but, you know, I think I just said, you know, you don't get to lecture men.
Right.
When right. 6 in 10 women voted the same way.
Exactly.
Like, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
Like, everybody, if you wanted a Democrat to win, then everybody the centrist Democrats and the far left Democrats need to sit down and take their talking to.
Yeah, you guys got to figure your stuff out
right
over there.
Right,
or you could just come over, you know, just right, join us over here.
Like, you know, it is what it is, but I mean,
no,
I was shocked. And by the way, Republicans, again, kudos. And kudos to Trump or his team or whatever for being like, you know what we could make inroads?
Is everybody?
Black dudes and Latino dudes.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have been in that meeting room, I'd be like, yo.
Let's not waste our time.
Yeah, what are we doing? And they're like, no. We're going to crush it.
Doubled their numbers.
I'm
in
like,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, but you're going to lose white women. They're like, no, we're not.
Right.
No, we are not. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Yo.
Well, like I said, I don't always get excited about Thursday Night Football, but I am excited about tonight. And I know, Snowcone, you're not the world's biggest sports fan, but you're a Chiefs fan and you're a football fan.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good game because these are the two teams that are supposedly, you know, outside of the Bills.
Baltimore, Cincy, right?
Yeah, supposedly going to be the two teams that could give the Chiefs the most trouble in the future. And even though Cincy has been, you know, they've struggled a little bit earlier in the season.
Yeah,
but I think, and I hear Nick talk about this, I hear people on The Fan talk about this. For whatever reason, Burrow does match up well against the Chiefs. He does well against the Chiefs. So if they have to play Cincy again in the playoff, you know, it's like, which team do you think the Chiefs play better? The other thing that's so weird is I thought Lamar just kind of had a bad record with Mahomes. Maybe Mahomes was in his head.
Right.
There were a couple times where the Ravens were like undefeated and they were favorites and the Chiefs go in there and they still win. Last year's AFC championship
Baltimore
happened again. And so I thought maybe it's a Mahomes thing. But I was looking at his stats and just in the playoffs, he has a sharp decline.
Right.
So it could just be a playoffs thing. So it's like you have both of these things to consider. Which team would you rather have
to play?
Let me
back up real quick because people always say that. And I know, and Aaron Judge and guys who fail in the playoffs and Lamar and everything else. And this isn't making excuses for him because there are guys like Mahomes, Brady, Derek Jeter, you know, guys who step up, Giancarlo Stanton, whatever. The names go on and on and on. Freddie Freeman,
Eisenberg,
who step up in the playoffs. Right. But it gets harder to win in the playoffs because the teams are better.
Yeah.
We always do that. Like, oh, they're, you know, they're all good in the regular season. It's like, yeah, because
they're playing the Raiders.
They're playing, you know, maybe he got, you know, 6 touchdowns against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, once you go, you know, you play the Chiefs in the playoffs, harder to win.
Right.
It's harder to win.
Yeah.
Like, why is, you know, Aaron Judge bad in the playoffs? Well, one, it appears like he just ain't that guy. And two, he's facing better pitching because the teams are better.
Yeah. My thing is, like, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Ravens all play the Chiefs well.
They do.
They're all tough teams.
Yeah.
So to say, which one do you choose? Well, you know, I don't know. I wish it were the Raiders again, for being honest.
Right,
but
sure.
Of those three teams, I think they all play the Chiefs well. I think a lot of times it becomes close to a coin flip. You give the Chiefs 3 points, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Because of their,
I mean, look,
their
the
record.
The Chiefs are going to be hard to beat. They have the best quarterback.
And now they've
He's
got
the guy.
An amazing
wide
receiver.
If it was a team that I would hope get knocked out before they face the Chiefs, is the Ravens.
That's the team?
That's the team.
I mean,
because
I feel
like if they just, you know, they haven't been able to pull it off, but they have a good game plan.
And they're due for a win.
And they understand, you know, if there's a way to beat the Chiefs, which clearly there isn't, but if there's a way to beat the Chiefs, I think you just run the ball and keep time of possession and keep that ball out of Pat Mahomes' hands.
Which they're good at doing.
If you can go four yards, right?
Yeah.
If you can do that, you got a shot.
By the way, they lost last time because the dude was wearing the wrong color shoes. I mean, we're talking about less than a quarter of an inch.
Right.
So that's how close these teams are. I know the Chiefs have changed since then. I know they got D-Hop now. It's a little different team. But still, either one of those teams. Now, for whatever reason, too, I think if we go back and look at the record, it seems like Burrow has beat Mahomes more than Lamar has.
I mean,
so you got that to think about,
sure,
too. But then I also, part of me just goes, even though this is just dumb, I go, the Ravens are due for a win. Eventually, they'll beat the Chiefs. You know, I don't know.
All
this talk about who should the Chiefs play, who do they match up against better. I don't know. They're all tough teams.
Yeah.
But watching tonight will be interesting.
Yeah.
So what are your locks for tonight?
I would say,
and do you like these guys real quick? Are you a Lamar fan and a Burrow fan? Because I kind of am. I like both of them.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually hate
other quarterbacks.
I like
Lamar better than Burrow. I don't like Burrow.
I kind of like him. He's a little.
I don't like him. He's a little showy.
You think? But it's, I don't know, Cincy means something.
I mean, I get why people would like him. And if I was in Cincinnati, I'd love him.
That's
I think.
What I mean, I guess.
But the whole pink suit thing, like, I get
frosty
it.
Frosty tips.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a character.
I like Lamar a little bit better, but I don't love him. I never have. Even when he was at Louisville, I didn't love him.
I like him a lot. Yeah,
love
of course.
The way that guy runs.
Of course.
Like, I'm like, all right, go get it. My lock would be to take the Ravens.
Okay.
And Derrick Henry score the first touchdown.
Okay.
But that's risky because, you know, if Cincinnati gets the ball first, they happen to throw a touchdown, then you lose. So, you know, depending on what you want the payoff to be, then if you're like, well, I don't want to risk it because they might not make, I would say Ravens, Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown.
Okay.
Got it. Now, if you wanted to really make money, I would say Ravens, Derrick Henry first touchdown, Derrick Henry last touchdown.
What about Derrick Henry to record 100-plus yards?
Yeah.
Anytime touchdown scorer, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I feel like those are good, right? This is where it gets a little tougher. Jamar Chase to record 100-plus receiving yards.
I wouldn't bet anything on the Bengals. Just because I don't know him well enough, and I feel like...
You're betting on Chase and Henry to both get 100 yards and both get a touchdown.
I don't know about Jamar Chase. I really don't.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean,
I lost some money yesterday in those handball and Slovakian soccer games, so I got to win it back.
Well, what would it pay if you did the Ravens and then Derrick Henry first touchdown and Derrick Henry last touchdown?
I don't know. I'll build it and I'll let you know.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We are about to do the news, my friend. Yeah. Funny how yesterday, every single thing, I mean, it's not surprising, every single story in the news was about the election. That was it. And I was wondering what other stuff is going on that we're not hearing about.
Right.
Because they're only covering the election.
Right.
With everyone covering the election, there should be a website that says, we do all news and there's no politics. So
right.
When you get these crazy stories are happening every day, we promise even on election day we'll still get them to you. Then today, start reading the news this morning, they're back. We got all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay.
We got people caging up kids in their yard with a dog. I assume it was in the yard. Was that in their yard, snow cone, or was it in their house?
I don't know, actually.
It was in a cage.
A kid was in a cage?
A toddler was in a cage with a dog. They arrested a lot of people.
Like for a
five
long
people.
Time?
Doesn't say how long the kid was in there, but...
Maybe the kid wanted to be in there.
You know, it reminded me of being put in the toy chest, and my brother sitting on it. You know, he didn't get arrested for that, but maybe he should have.
Well, I'm sure it's abusive, but, you know, boys will be boys.
Right. And also, maybe this kid was on punishment. You know, I don't...
Or maybe he just said, I want to go in the dog cage with the dog.
Yeah, maybe...
Like, if you loved your... I don't know, man. If you loved your dog, like, you know, that's my fur baby.
Yeah, how big was this cage?
Yeah, so how long was he in there? Was it like... 8 weeks, or was it?
Yeah, that's important.
10 minutes.
That's important because we've heard those stories where someone locks a kid up in a loft or whatever in the attic.
But if you let your kid in the dog's crate when it's little,
I'm sure a little kid's getting the dog crate.
I would imagine. So I just got to think.
I don't know. I don't have a little kid, but I have a dog. I would imagine that occasionally they try and get in there. This sounds like it's. Not one of those situations, though. This sounds like it's a pretty bad situation.
Okay.
And I am judging a book by its cover. I saw their mugshots, and I think they probably aren't great caregivers. But, you know, you're not supposed to do that. I know, but...
Well, we'll delve into it.
Yeah. Oh, and I got to tell you guys about this movie. Did you guys see the trailer for this new movie? You'd know what I'm talking about if you saw it.
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'll tell you in a second.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.